Blog Talk Radio.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Praise the Lord. We got to rise to the occasion of what God wants done in this lifetime on this journey. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Prayer line, we praise God for you and pray glory to God that you are having a marvelous and wonderful time on this journey in spite of the obstacles, the criticism, the ostracism, and all the challenges and the various things that go on. God still deserves all the praise and glory. All that he went through on our behalf, glory to God, stood in the gap, glory to God, with all that should have happened to us, God stood in the gap and glory to God, took all those beatings and criticism, ostracism and beats and beatdowns and things that he went through, glory to God, on our behalf to be redeemed back to the Father. And let us know, glory to God, that we can be overcomers, triumphers, and victorious through Christ Jesus, and gave us the Holy Spirit that can comfort, teach, lead, and guide. So we thank God for all that he's done already and still doing on our behalf. His mercy, his grace, that power of forgiveness. Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a mighty God we serve. We're standing at the time now, glory to God, that we need to be able to stand like never before, glory to God, on his word and on his promises. Praise the Lord. It's a while we're waiting for others to come on, we give God glory, praise, and honor. We thank God for this particular prayer that was introduced to us, glory to God, for through another warrior that has, glory to God, serviced by the water on, glory to God, many occasions over the years. And it's the battle-ready prayer. So I'm just going to read a little bit of this while we're waiting for some of the others to come on. Then we're going to start prayer. Praise the Lord. It says, I surrender, Lord, and give you total and complete reign over my life. I'm willingly submitted to you in thanksgiving and in praise. I thank you, Lord, for the relationship and the fellowship that you have allowed me to share with you. I thank you for the every moment, prayer, word, and opportunities to gain revelation and understanding concerning you. Forgive me for the times I have taken you for granted, excuse me, or moments where I have allowed my focus and discipline to slip. I choose you, Lord, and all ties and fellowship with the world. Well, I choose you, Lord, and all ties and fellowship with the world. I have no place in the world and denounce everything that is offered. You have given me a choice, Lord, and I choose to begin to be in covenant with you. I have crossed the line of no return, and I will not look back each day. I'm getting more and more like you and growing further and further from this world. My reality in Christ is more real than what my natural eyes behold. And I know that you are not a million miles away. You are right here with me every day. Step by step, I will have confidence in you, Lord. Concerning every situation I face, every situation I face, every decision I make, and every temptation in my path. Give me an ear, Lord, to hear your instruction, eyes that will not be deceived, and a heart that will not remain, that will remain faithful. My life has been built on the foundation that you are, the Christ, the Son of the living God. You died on the cross for my sins, and your blood was shed for me. I exercise total faith and confidence in my belief, the belief, the doubt, was powerless. The death was powerless to hold you. The death was powerless to hold you in the grave, and that you rose again and resurrected every dead thing. I receive your resurrection power and declare that there is no dead thing in my life. I speak life in all things pertaining to me. Even now, Lord, I pray you will breathe life into my relationship, my hope, my dreams, my careers, my calling, and purpose. Let there be no cracks in my foundation, and restore every bone that has been broken. I pray, Lord, that dead branches be pruned from me and my harvest bear much fruit. We'll give a couple more minutes, only three of us on. Praise be to God of Abraham, Isaac, and the Holy One of Israel, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I give you thanks and praise for your goodness, for your mercy, and your grace. I give thanks for a mind to pray, a heart to seek your face, and authority to be in my members into subjection, bringing my members into subjection. I thank you for this moment and opportunity that each day brings. I know that each day is a special, and I am empowered with unlimited potential. There are no ceilings on my life, obstacles that cannot be overcome, or barriers that cannot stand in my way. In fact, this is the greatest day of my life, and I am free to exercise all of the gifts and talents you have blessed me with. My hopes and my dreams can manifest today, and I approach this moment with great expectation for miracles, breakthroughs, deliverance. I stand before you, Lord, naked, offering no excuses or justification for my shortcomings and weakness. I come, Lord, seeking your standard and not of men. I pray that you will forgive me my sins, known and unknown. Forgive every thought, deed, action, motive, and intent of my heart that is not lined up with your word, your will, or your calling and your purpose for my life. Please forgive me. Forgive secret faults and uproot of seeds of discontent that has been planted in my life. Forgive me, Lord, if I have held back the tithe, and give me a heart to restore everyone, every person that I have wronged. Just as you forgive me, I forgive those that have wronged me. And I let go of any aughts, bitterness, or ill will that I have held in my heart. I will not allow sin and bitterness to cut off the flow of blessings into my life. I repent right now in the name of Jesus, and I receive the power of the blood to cleanse me from all iniquity. I come before you, Lord, with a heart that is after your own and a mind that is stayed on you. I thank you, Lord, for saving me from myself and the consequences of sin. Praise the Lord. We'll read the rest of some of that another time, but I'll bless the Lord for those that have already come on now. We praise God. We bless the Lord. And our scripture reading will be coming from Deuteronomy, chapter, starting at the first verse. Blessed shall be your basket at, this will be for Amplified version of the Bible, and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies to rise up against you and to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you in one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon you in your storehouse and in all that you undertake. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord God giveth you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, all people of the earth shall see you, that you are called by my name and the presence of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you have surplus of prosperity, through the fruit of your body and your livestock and all your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give you the rain for land and the seasons, and to bless all your work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above and not beneath. You shall, if you heed the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you this day, you are watchful to do them. And you shall not turn aside from any of the words that I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all these things, commandments and statutes I command you this day, then these things will come upon you. And we are praying that we walk in the blessed plan that he has for us, as he told us in Deuteronomy 28, and remind us of who we are and the blessings that he has for us. But everything is on a condition. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God for the sharing. Glory to God of that prayer, battle-ready prayer, and also the scripture reading. We pray, glory to God, tonight as we come before the throne of grace. Forgive us for every sin, any transgression. God, any offense we have for anybody, forgive us. Because we are saying in Mark 11, as you said in Mark 11, glory to God, and when we pray, believe that we receive. But if we have aught against anyone, glory to God, in order for our Father to forgive us, we got to forgive in the name of Jesus. If we don't, he won't. Father, we pray that we don't have anything to hinder our prayer, and we will not hold on to things that can entangle our feet or cause us from receiving the blessing or the forfeit our inheritance that you have for us. You told us that, glory to God, we are the royal priesthood, so we ought to be ambassadors for Christ. God, I thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, your mercy every day. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, we love you today. We appreciate it. We pray for those that are sick, those, glory to God, that are shut in their homes, or in, glory to God, in nursing homes or in hospitals or in certain situations, or shut down, glory to God, by human trafficking, or bound up in their homes being abused or accused, ostracized, and mental abuse as well as physical abuse. We bind up, glory to God, the lockdown that the enemy has even in people's minds because of situations and circumstances going on, the mental illness, the anxiety attack, the fears, or whatever the enemy has called to try to lock us down, sickness or diseases or whatever, or just pressure in life. Hey, Shabbat, you corona meshita, pressures of life in the name of Jesus. But the God that we serve came to set the captive free. He said he came to bind up the broken heart and set the captive free. God, so we are praying. And then you told us to touch and agree and bind. We have the power to bind and loose and curse and cancel some assignments of the enemy. Glory to God. So you have given us giftings. You've given us talents. You've given us the words. You've given us wisdom. You've given us authority. Glory to God, to put these things to flight and to walk in peace, to walk in faith, to walk in obedience, to walk in the trust in the Lord with the whole arm of God on. Help us to check ourselves to make sure. God, help us to not allow anything to come in to hinder that anointing in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you right now, God, to help us to be a people, glory to God, that we will look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. Daily examination, daily submission and obedience, daily, glory to God, walking in obedience to that you've called us to do. Help us, Lord, to release those things that are painful and hurtful. Glory to God, you said all ye that are labored and heavy laden come to you, you'll give us rest. Take your yoke, learn of you. We need to learn your word. We need to be in a place to renew our minds daily so we won't give place to the enemies in the playground he likes to do in our minds because of loneliness and disappointment and this and agony and all kinds of other things. And this didn't go well and that didn't go well. Things that was taken from us. Things, glory to God, that the enemy distorted and glory to God robbed us of. Glory to God. But if we steadfast in your word and hold on, you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding. And you turn back when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee, then you'll turn turn back around and turn it around for our good, for those that love the Lord and call according to your purpose. We can build faith. And when we look back in the archives of what you've already done, give us strength and courage to press on to pursue, because you are not a God that you should lie and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. The promises of the Lord are that are rich and making no sorrow. So God, help us, God. Pray for those that are less fortunate. Pray for those that can't help themselves. Pray for those that are in darkness, glory to God, and don't know what truth is and have never heard of Jesus. If you heard of him, they didn't hear the truth about him. Or if they heard of him, glory to God, they weren't prepared to give their life to them. If they heard of him, they may not even know how to get to him, how to receive him. God, help us to be in place and position and not to just be doing things happenstance and just, glory to God, being judgmental or get caught up, glory to God, in the cares of this life. Oh, God, we pray those things be loose from us that we can be able to walk in with stability in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just love you and appreciate you and adore you tonight, glory to God. Help us, glory to God, like never before, to recognize, glory to God, hallelujah, the time that we're living in, and to be obedient to that that you've called us to do. Lord, we just love you and appreciate you and adore you. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for those, glory to God, don't know you in the part of their sins, that they'll come to know you. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh they can receive. God, we pray for, glory to God, different ones that are going through in their bodies. Pray for the situation that went on down in Florida. His mother McCormick had brought to my attention the other day, did see some of the rubble and some of the things, just imagine just a building collapsing like that and all those lives, glory to God, are trapped or either just lost in the midst of all the, God, all these phenomenal things that are happening in these last days. God, you told us there were going to be some things happening. Some things, glory to God, we may not even be able to hardly comprehend, but God, we got to be in a place daily to make sure our life is lined up with your word. Even while we are working and on assignment on this journey, we still got to be equipped and ready, glory to God, at all times, because we never know when you may crack the sky. But you said some things got to occur before that time, but still, yeah, we got to be able to know, because a thousand years to us can be one day to you. God, help us, glory to God, to be about the kingdom business and forgive and let go, even through tragedy and sadness and grief and sorrow. Glory to God. You still God. You're still on the throne, and we still got to worship and glorify you. Help us to have that kind of relationship so we won't be pulling our hairs out and falling down and shaking and sucking our thumbs and rolling over and just trying to figure out, oh, I don't know which way to go, what to do, how to do. But help us to build on you daily so that way, even when these things occur, it may hurt, it may be disappointing, but God, we can look to the hills with coming out. Hey, Shama, we can, hey, glory, hallelujah. Look to the hills and we still can be, glory to God, on course. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You said you know the many afflictions. You said you would, glory to God, you deliver us. You said there will be trials and tribulations. Be of good cheer. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. In the name of Jesus, you'll be with us to the end. You said, glory to God, hallelujah, cast these cares upon you. Glory to God. We thank you for your comfort in us. Holy Spirit, and your direction, glory to God, for no matter what we go through or have gone through, glory to God, you've always been there. You never leave us, but we can walk out on you. Hallelujah. We know, glory to God, your promises, glory to God, are sure. It's, glory to God, you're a faithful God. Hallelujah. You never renege on nothing that you said. It's dependency on our obedience, our covenant keeping, not covenant breaking. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to bless those that are troubled in heart right now through pain and hurt and disappointment and, glory, a loss of loved ones, loss of friends, loss of, glory to God, jobs, loss of businesses, loss, glory to God, of their homes, a loss, glory to God, everything that they own. Oh, my Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless, touch, and you will restore. God, we've come against the spirit that want people to blame God and why you weren't there, this, that, and the other. Sometimes, glory to God, we don't have an explanation. And sometimes, glory to God, it can be some things that we have to line up and do too as well. And sometimes it's just for you to get glory. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy, glory to God, meant it for evil, you got a way of turning it around, regardless of whether it's betrayal, you done been through agony, or being outside, or being criticized, ostracized, you done been through everything we could ever think of and imagine. But God, you still was obedient to the cross, all the way to Calvary, and also, glory to God, until, glory to God, the Lord brought you back to glory, because he went through so we can go through. Overcomers, triumphant, victorious, in the name of Jesus, more than a conqueror. We bless you tonight. We honor you. Thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you for these blessed men of God and women of God, and for the ones that are praying in the background that be on periodically, and also for the warriors, glory to God, that were a season time that they were, glory to God, even working. But God, whatever assignment you have on their life, we pray, glory to God, for your servants, God, that you will continue to bless, minister, and move in their lives. Thank you for Brother Black bringing him through, glory to God, that surgery. Oh, God, oh, my God, for we're praying, glory to God, tonight when he get ready to pray, he will also be share his testimony, all glory to God, or either to allow him to even share the testimony about the minister. We'll let pray, because you may have to step out on, glory to God, another session, and she may be on for part of the time. But, God, we just know, God, we just want you to get glory or whatever we do, not nothing that man be exalted or whatever. God, I thank you, glory to God, for her and all the ministers and women of God, glory to God, that be on this prayer line every time on their post. Glory to God, no matter what, even from their own church, their homes, their businesses, their ministries, or whatever you got assigned them, they are, glory to God, this assignment to be, glory to God, about their Father's business on this line. We praise you for what you are doing and how you're doing in them, and the anointing that's coming through, and the miraculous, marvelous, phenomenal healing and deliverance and encouragement. Glory to God for the word going out in the airways, and even people that we haven't even seen ever before. But God, you bless. Hallelujah. Even some of us warriors have seen each other. But God, we're connected divinely in the spirit. That's why it's divine connection prayer line. Spiritually, glory to God, and it's physically in some areas, but the main thing by the spirit. God, we bless you and we honor you. I thank you, glory to God, for those concerns and prayers that went forth, glory to God, from a family. We pray, glory to God, this continued prayer for healing and deliverance and chaos and confusion to be uprooted and canceled, because we're going to shame the devil and pull out everything that he's saying and bind it up and send it back to the dry place so the families, glory to God, and churches and ministry can be healed. We can't be talking about hiding things over when we know the devil is all out, glory to God, all out war, glory to God, as bold as he can be. We're going to be bold, glory to God, expose him and bind him up and loose him from his assignment. I have no shame in my game. I'm about kingdom business. And so, God, I'm praying more and more that this flesh die, that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus. Not no lip service, but a day-by-day process. God, I thank you for Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, for their kindness and kind-heartedness for me today. I bless the Lord for, you just never know, glory to God, how God's going to do some things. But we bless God for, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are praying. We pray for Dick and Burton. I talked to Pastor Apostle tonight. He's in the hospital. His stomach is full. There's a lot of fluid there. The doctor's got to do, glory to God, some testing. But God, we believe in all the prayers that went forth for those that have prayed for him earlier. Glory to God that the Lord going to bless and deliver. Thank God for her and strengthening her and encouraging her. She's a woman of faith, but glory to God, no matter how strong we are, just like iron, when enough heat applied to it, it can bend. So we got to continue to pray one for another. So we believe in God for the divine touch of God and wisdom from the doctors and whatever, because he just not to went to a couple of months ago over that iota. Glory to God, that was a serious situation. And God bless them, whatever the attack is, not on his stomach. We believe in that it is well. So we thank, glory to God, hallelujah, for you that are praying, have prayed, and still praying. Glory to God, even for the ones that prayed earlier today, Brother Black, glory to God, Mother McCormick, and Mother Willette, and the other ones, glory to God, we just sharing it with you now to pray for them and believe in God for deliverance. Pray continuously for glory to God for common leader in this situation, her husband and family with over there and all that heat. It's been some deception about the house, glory to God, with the air conditioning. Now they're going through, glory to God, trying to get that set up and pray that it turn out to be satisfactory. But it's a little tug of war now with the what was done with the owners and what's going on at the house. So she's been listening to prayers, because right now there's no joke. Even when you got ceiling fans in all the room, with all this heat now, no air conditioning, it's rough. So praying for favor that they won't have to put out a whole bunch of money out of their pockets, that thing will be rectified. And the corporate, glory to God, that's trying to play the games and stuff like this and try to cost them, God, you work it out. But whatever you decide to do, we believe in, glory to God, they will not have to suffer a whole lot of finances coming out of their pockets. But bless them with wisdom. And we just thank you for all those that are going through, pray for financial, spiritual blessings. And this will be anointing to live, save, live right for the believers. And a coming together, healing and deliverance. In the body of Christ we serve. Notice on Satan, all his little cords, bind him up for every trap, snare set up, and an untimely death, sickness, and disease, and confusion, and division he tried to bring up, we plead the blood of Jesus, command to be loose from his assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call forth your blessings. Glory to God and the authority that you've given us to walk in the joy and the peace of God and to do the work of the kingdom that you've called us to do in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for that mercy, hallelujah, every day that the Lord has made. Help us to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to have Mother Willette. After that, we're going to have Brother Black, glory to God, in prayer. And she maybe be able to share, and if God lead him to share it at the end instead of now, then so be it. Praise the Lord. We're praying, glory to God, for Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord, and bless the Lord. And we'll take it from there. I got to see Mother Alexander coming on tonight. And Pastor Sims, I think I've seen her name. I mean her number. But praise God, we're just going to take it from there. Now we'll get, the line is open for Mother Willette. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much, dear God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being on our side, for being for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for even sending your Holy Spirit to abide on the inside of us and to even help us to pray, Lord God, because there's so much to pray about. Father, we just want to honor you this afternoon. We want to give you the praise. We want to worship you, hallelujah, as we pray. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, allowing us to see another day, hallelujah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you give us, hallelujah, to go alongside us, to be on the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we pause to say, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, please have mercy upon us, Heavenly Father. Forgive us for our sins, Lord God, some we may know of and some we may not know of. I thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And we can seek you, Lord God, while you're found. Thank you so much for your mercy and your loving kindness toward us. God, you've given us the very best that life can offer, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He sacrificed his life so that we could live, glory be to God. And John 10:10, hallelujah, says, that part B says, I came, Jesus is speaking, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. God, have mercy upon us and help us to agree with your word. Help us to take your word, hallelujah, and apply it to our life. Help us to take your word and apply it to every situation, every circumstance that we face. You are your word, glory be to God. Your word is alive, hallelujah, and it can accomplish whatever you sent it. That's what Isaiah 55, praise God, says, hallelujah, when your word goes forth. Hallelujah, it shall not come back void. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give me a good, sound mind. Hallelujah, Lord God, not to be tangled up with the web of deception by the enemy, but you give me a good, sound mind to know that you are a great and mighty God. You're the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Glory be to God, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Tesikinu, Jehovah Roi. You're the God that sees, Jehovah Nisi, our banner over us with love, and the God that will go to war on our behalf. Sometimes we can't see what's going on, hallelujah, but God, we know you've already seen every situation that your people face in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that it's your desire to work things out for our good. You did say all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. So I give you praise. I worship you. I lift my hand and give a wave offering to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just praise you, Lord God, because you're so worthy. Hallelujah, Lord God. We didn't have to be here, but you see fit to allow us to continue to be here. And I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus, that you're yet sitting at the right hand of the Father, even making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were willing to lay your life down so that we could be reconciled to our Father God. Thank you that we are your children, not just children of God, because we've confessed and surrendered our life to Christ, but we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. So when we pray the prayer of faith, we're praying to a God that sees and knows and who's already said in his word, men ought to always pray. Hallelujah. When you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have, hallelujah, that which comes out of your mouth. Let me put it like that, hallelujah. You did say in John 16:23-24, hallelujah, whatsoever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give it to you. Hallelujah. Why in verse 24? So that your joy will be full. Glory be. He said, ask and you shall receive so that your joy will be full. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the prayers that have already been lifted up by Minister BJ. Praise God. And I pray, God, that you heard every request, every concern regarding, praise God, Deacon Burton and Minister, even herself, Minister BJ, and her family, Lord God, and what they're going through with the loss of her dear sister, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you've already heard the prayer for Brother Black and the condition. He's been in the hospital and he has a condition that's being healed from his eyes, Lord God. And not just him, but I know Sister Janice Ward, who's having trouble with her eyes. I met another young lady a couple of weeks ago at the nursing home. She had looked like an infection in her eye. I don't know what's going on with the eye, but God, I know you know. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be go forth to each person that has a condition with their eyes. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your anointing for deliverance and healing will even, Lord God, touch every cell in their eye. And if they have any other medical condition, I pray that you heal that as well in the name of Jesus, because Isaiah 53 and verse 5 has already stated that Jesus, hallelujah, was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him and with his stripes. Yes, Lord God, hallelujah. We are healed, glory be to God. 1 Peter 2:24, with your stripes, Jesus, we have healed. So we receive, and I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we learn to receive what you have already given us. It's like the children of Israel. When you brought them out of Egypt, Lord God, you gave them a land flowing with milk and honey. You said, go possess what I have given you. Help us, dear God. Have mercy upon us. And Holy Spirit, teach us how to receive what belongs to us. Healing is the children's bread, glory be to God. Healing belongs to your people, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So this thing that's trying to exalt itself, whether it's arthritis, whether it's cancer or blood disorder or sugar diabetes, high blood, whatever the condition, Lord God, in the form of a sickness or disease, God is trying to exalt itself, and we plead the blood of Jesus over it. In the name of Jesus, we pray that your sword of the Spirit go forth with your anointing to loose those people, God, who have a condition. It might be an injury. Lord God, they may be trying to heal from a surgical wound. We pray for them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. Yes, victory belongs to us. You said you give us that which pertains to life. Hallelujah. Good health pertains to life. Yes, it does. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And godliness. Glory be to God. Your Holy Spirit, help us to know how to live a godly life, because this world need to see you, Lord Jesus. And you don't have to leave heaven, but hallelujah, your character. Lord God, the light should be on the inside of every born-again believer so that the world will see it's time out. It's time to let go of this stuff that's worldly. Let it go. It's not worth having. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. You said if you're willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you in the name of Jesus that every prayer that's prayed on this evening, that is already done. Hallelujah. We act because you taught us to act. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I lift up, hallelujah, glory be to God. A young lady, a friend of mine asked me to pray for a young lady by the name of Ella Davis. In the name of Jesus, you know her. She's a staff sergeant in the military. And she has to go to a pretrial court on Wednesday regarding charges for DUI. And God, we're praying for the mercy of the court. We're praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you turn this situation around. I pray, God, that whatever lesson that Ella Davis needed to learn, I pray that she got the message now. She better leave that liquor alone because it can mess up her entire career. FBI agent, and she letting liquor get in the way of her career. You blessed her with a wonderful position, Lord God. And I pray that she had not allowed the enemy to rob her of what you've given her. God, you've given us so much. We bind up that demon of error, that demon of darkness that's trying to rob people and put stuff in their mind and make them feel like they have to do stuff that's in the world to keep going. But the devil is a liar. The best thing that we can have is relationship with you. God, we seek your presence. God, if you weren't on this line with us right now, I'm going to tell you right now, Lord God, I don't want to be anywhere where you're not. So I pray in the name of Jesus that your presence always be in the midst of us because we're talking to someone that can do something about the situation. So we lift up this young lady and we pray, oh God, that you will grant her mercy. And God, I pray that she's learned a lesson that she needed to learn, and you let her know that it was you, your grace and your mercy, who caused her to have a favorable outcome in this situation. We lift up our other soldiers that are yet, Lord God, in the military. God, we pray for our prisoners of wars, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our retirees. We pray, oh God, hallelujah. For every person, Lord God, on earth, we lift up our leaders, and I pray especially for the body of Christ, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. Lord God, we lift up every lay member in the name of Jesus, the missionary, those, Lord God, who sings on the choir, who may be the doorkeepers, or those who help keep the grounds clean. God, in the name of Jesus, let them know that their work that they do, when they have the right motives, and they're doing it to the glory of God, their work will not be in vain. Glory be to God. I lift up, Lord God, so many more in the name of Jesus. And I pray concerning this pandemic because they're talking about, Lord God, there's another strand. But God, I plead the blood of Jesus against every strand of that virus in the name of Jesus. We do pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, whether it's sin, whether it's sickness, whether it's disease, whether it's the coronavirus or any other, Lord God, strand of the virus. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing with the word of God, hallelujah, go forth and attack that enemy in the name of Jesus and wipe it out in the name of Jesus. And I know, Lord God, that the people of God has got to do better. God, we sit back and taking things easy, and we've not said anything about the wrong, the injustice of the world, the hatred, the bigotry, in the name of Jesus. This time don't make no difference what color you are, to stand up for what's right. Stop just pointing out one thing like the homosexuals, like that's the only sin. The devil is a liar. Those in the pulpit sneaking around on their families, that's a sin. Hello, somebody, not saying something when you know hallelujah, what's right, and not saying anything about it, you're going to be held on the carpet. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So I pray for people in the body of Christ. I pray for the leadership in our nations, Lord God, that people will desire to have a country, Lord God, where people start treating one another right. And I believe the leaders, especially in the body of Christ, have to get it right to be an example to a dark world. We plead the blood of Jesus against the darkness of the world in the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment, Lord God, of these lying, murdering spirits in the name of Jesus. The demon of error in the name of Jesus, the demon of deception, we bind you at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over everything that's trying to exalt itself and trying to come against your great and divine purpose, plan, and will for our lives. Your good will be done, dear God. Your will be done, hallelujah, because your will is so much better than ours, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we pray, hallelujah, that we as leaders will begin to, Lord God, depend upon your wisdom that's from above, not earthly wisdom. But sometimes we think because we got these big degrees, we are smarter, and we know. But if without Christ, without your Holy Spirit, we're walking, Lord God, we might as well be dead men bones on the inside. Hello, somebody, in the name of Jesus. We pray for your presence and your wisdom. We need people, Lord God, that's willing. We pray for our young people in the name of Jesus. God, you've given them the ability. Some has been a long time before they were able to get a good job, and you finally let them get a good job. You approve the application for them, and then they decide they want to walk off because they think they got something better. Jesus, have mercy. Now, I've done everything I could, Heavenly Father, to teach these young people, don't quit the job unless you got a better job already lined up that you're going to. And if you quit the job, how in the world are you going to get unemployment? God, help us to use better wisdom. Help us to, as parents, to teach, Lord God, those that we know, Lord God, wise decisions. Help us to make better choices to guide the young ones, Lord God, that's coming on. We need people, Lord God, that's going to be prepared, hallelujah, to preach, to teach, hallelujah, to sing the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah, Lord God. And if we're not making disciples now, what are we expecting to take place after we leave here? Glory be to God. Because you have a set time for us, and we're not going to be here always because we're going to go to be with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Which is, as Paul said, far better. He said, I'm in a twix between the two. The hallelujah, whether to stay here to be with you or to whether go with God, which is far better. God, help us, Lord God. Help us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I also touch and agree with my sister, Minister BJ, regarding, hallelujah, those that were affected by the collapse of that building in Florida. Have mercy. They say they found 10 victims, and there's still 151 missing. God, God, we're asking that your hand of mercy, Lord God. Oh, Father, I pray for the souls, Lord God, of those that may have already lost their life. But, God, if there's somebody still alive, I pray in the name of Jesus that those first responders will do everything in their power to get to them before they leave this world. Give them a second chance at life. Give them some air, Lord God. Let your angels encamp about them in the name of Jesus. God, work your supernatural miracle working power, because it's going to take a miracle for them to be found and found alive. But you are the miracle working God, and we trust you. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift up also many, Lord God, who have already lost loved ones, and some the enemy have them stuck, Lord God, in this cycle of grief. God, give them a peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know others have got to pray. So I pray in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede for us. Continue to have mercy, Lord God. Continue to give us strength. I pray, oh God, for that edema, Lord God, that Minister BJ is dealing with. And I pray for your supernatural, miracle-working, healing power to touch that condition and dry it up at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, you can do anything. I remember, hallelujah, Sister Alexander, and I was touching and agreeing that you let that excess fat on my son melt off. And you sure enough did it, because I got pictures to show how much weight he lost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm praying for him that he, Lord God, will seek you and your will and your way in the name of Jesus. I pray for my neighbors. I pray for my friends. I pray for our families. God, I pray for those that are yet lost and some people don't even know that they're lost. Have mercy. I pray for this young lady by the name of Miranda Beard, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for our soul to be saved. I pray for a mind to be regulated, Lord God. I pray for those who are suffering with Alzheimer's, dementia, maybe bipolar, schizophrenic, mind trouble. The devil is a liar. I send forth the sword of the Spirit with your anointing to go forth, set free, save, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you so much. I love you because we can come to you and we can find the help. Those scriptures tell us we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. I thank you so much for giving us opportunity to come on this line, to meet with you and ask you for help, and know that when we pray the prayer of faith, believing that we receive, we do have what we ask. So I thank you, Father, for granting these requests in the mighty and holy righteous name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for each of my sisters and my brother and those that are visiting on this prayer line. Meet the need, Father. Most of all, let us, Lord God, get in your presence day by day. Let us seek your will and your wisdom and your presence always. In the name of Jesus, I love you, Lord. I bless you. I praise you. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. And count it done. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, we bless your name, God. Lord, you're the King of kings and you're the Lord of lords, God. We lift you on high. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. So rightfully belongs to you, God. You're the Ancient of Days. You're the will and the middle of the will. Hallelujah. You're the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You're the true vine. You're the good shepherd. Hallelujah. We just worship you right now. You're the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. You said in your word, before Moses was, you are. We just glorify your name, God. We just thank you, Lord. We lift up Israel, Lord, your chosen, one by one, name by name, Israel coming back to the sheepfold in leaps and bounds, God. Lord, from other countries, God, to their own homeland, according to your word, finding rest, finding the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, God. We thank you for the lives, Lord, of our loved ones, all on the prayer line, God, one by one and name by name, God. Lord, you separated us from the world, God. You invited your Holy Spirit, God, to come and dwell in our hearts, God, connected with our spirits, being led by your Spirit, Father God, your sweet Holy Spirit of fire. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. Behold, if any man that comes and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3:18, we thank you, God. Every night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you for your angel protection. Thank you for your blood. Thank you, Lord, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to avenge every act of disobedience once our obedience is complete. We thank you, God. 2 Corinthians, I believe that was 10. Verses 4, 5, and 6. Verse 3 says, even though we live after the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We live in the flesh. We do not war after the flesh. And we thank you, God. Oh, God, if anybody sin, God, we can come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, confessing our sins. You said in your word, 1 John 1:9, for you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Our slate is wiped clean again. Who wouldn't serve a God like you? Oh, hallelujah. You're the Ancient of Days. You're the Lily of the Valleys. Oh, God, you're the Lion out of the tribe of Judah, God. You're the true Vine. Oh, you're the way maker. You make a way out of no way. You're the bridge over troubled waters, God. Ah, you're the bridge between man and Father God. We thank you. You are our ambassador. You are our healer. You're our provider and protector. You're our sanctifier, our refuge. Oh, God, you're our redeemer. You're our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah. You're the sweetness in all the fruit. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. Just bless your name, God. We thank you for the protection over Israel, God. All the nations, one by one and name by name, the fivefold ministries, all our apostles all over the face of the earth, our prophets, our evangelists and pastors and teachers, God. Every worship center, Lord, that lifts you up all over the face of the earth, God. Pour out your spirit, God, on their lives in the sanctuaries, God. Do a new thing. God, do a new thing in this season. Don't forget about us. We thank you, God. Every prayer line, one by one, name by name, God. Touch each person that's coming on the prayer line faithfully. The ones that are just listening, the ones that are participating. We just thank you, God, for doing it again and again and again, over and over in our lives, God. Every situation, working it out for us, that you receive all the glory, honor, and praise. And as you bless these, your people, God, Lord, we begin to praise you more. And give you all the more glory, honor, and praise. And you bless us more. And in return, we give you all the more glory, honor, and praise. And let everybody know that you are the reason. That you're the reason why we're here today. That you're the reason why we're so blessed. Beyond measure, you're anointing upon our lives and moving swiftly in our lives. Your word will always stand. Heaven and earth have passed away before one jot, one tittle will pass. And we just thank you, God. And in Jesus' name, and I have a testimony. A couple of weeks ago on a Tuesday, the 15th, my left eye was hurting. Usually every year it does that, and then it begins to, my eyeball and around the structure of my eye, the socket just hurts and swells up and it pains, and it starts to discharge. My eye starts, because of the pressure, it turns into fluid and leaks out my eye. And then, so Wednesday night, I said, here it goes again. I said, it'll be all right. And then Thursday came. It was worse, the pain, more than ever before. So Thursday, I called my doctor, and they gave me an appointment at 4 p.m., the 18th, Friday. I said, okay, I was there. And at 6:30, they said, you're not going home. We have to admit you into a Yale hospital. We're going to have to do surgery, immediate surgery on your eye tonight or tomorrow morning. You have a severe infection in the back of your eye and all in your eye. 8:25, I was on that operating table. They injected needles of antibiotics, massive antibiotics in my left eye. They scraped the back of my left eye. Woke me up. Okay, you're finished. We're going to admit you to intensive care unit for a while and just continue to give you these antibiotics with liquid in your eye, in the pills, and through an IV. They said if this wasn't done, your eye would have been taken out. You would have lost your eye. And then somebody, I came in with money. Somebody stole in one compartment like $21 to $25. They were single bills. And the nurses was ignoring me. And I got upset. And I'm like, I've never been here before. I'm asking you questions, but yous are walking away. But come to find out, our beds were so close. Only separation from our beds was a divider, a curtain divider. They put us in 10 people in one big room, and that's how they put as many beds as they can to cram us in there. Don't know if anybody got any type of diseases or whatever. And I begin to complain, and God said, hey, whoa. It's not about you. And I sat there and I looked up to heaven and I bust out laughing. I said, you absolutely right, God, 100%. And I changed my attitude from there. I start witnessing to all the nurses, the CNAs, men, women, the janitors, everybody, the doctors that came in, and we start praying everybody that was entering to my room. Even I was telling them about my book. I told my brother to bring in some books. I was selling some books and gave some away. And I, to whoever the Lord told, whatever he told me to do, that's exactly what I do. I put both my hands up and shook my head, said, God knows everything. I don't know. He knows. And I just took my focus off of me and put all of my focus on the Lord. And it was downhill from then. And it was like these days passed by. I woke up praying and just rejoicing in the Lord, going to sleep just rejoicing, praying in tongues, and just, you know, even during the pain through it all, my focus was off of me and on the things of God. And I said, if I didn't do nothing else, one thing I did was the will of God, and I'm satisfied with that. I just had so much fun. People got blessed. People got saved. People got set free, and people was, thank you. I needed that. Even through all the pain and everything, every doctor that came in, yes, absolutely, let's do it. You know, I didn't have anywhere to go. I just canceled all my appointments until I got out. And then like a week passed, and they let me out this Saturday about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And I feel so much better. I still got pain. And then the next day when I told patient relations that my money was taken from me, same day I got all my money back. They investigated it and found out that I was telling the truth. And then the same day, that evening, they shipped me to a single room plus a single bathroom. Oh, it was downhill from then on. And then I began to learn a lot of things in the hospital. And they was like, man, no wonder everybody want to be a doctor. No wonder everybody want to be a nurse. And it was just, God, the presence of God was truly in there. And people wanted to see me, wanted to take care of me. And I just thank God in that. If they didn't know Jesus then, they knew him now. Because, I just acted up. I showed forth the glory of God. And, there was nothing that I was against. I was just with everything, you know, pertaining to life and godliness and just expressing the love of God. Amen. By the way of the fruit of the Spirit. And we just had a good time. We just had a good time. And I said, God, I take it not for granted. I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Every time I thought about my pain, I said, Lord, you know the real reason why I'm here. This stuff right here, you already have me. I'm under the blood. But this is a purpose while I'm here. Find out that purpose and pursue it at any cost. Amen. And I spoke with Apostle BJ, and she said that was a divine inspiration. Yes, it was. 100%. And I'm still rejoicing. But thank you for giving me this time to testify. Amen. Thank you.
Powerful testimony. What a powerful testimony, what God has done in the midst. Praise the Lord, even through transitioning, even through sickness or whatever. He had a plan, twofold plan. So that was a divine connection that he allowed to happen, even though the enemy meant it for evil. God had a plan for the good, for all those people's lives touched. Because if you weren't in tune with God, there's no way that would have happened if he hadn't allowed what did take place. When you tune yourself, glory to God, and denied yourself, then God bless. And not only that, he proved himself even by your light shining, how people want to be with you, around you. And not only that, your money was restored and had a nice little room prior to. So that's a blessing. Amen. So we thank God teaching us more and more how we let go and let God, what he'll do. So we thank God for that blessing tonight that I believe God had put it in my spirit. And I believe, glory to God, God had a purpose for you to share it. So I just want to keep things in the order that God say, not what we want to be traditional. We want to do as the Lord leads. At this time now, we're going to ask Mother Alexander Hope, Mother McCormick, and make sure I got the right number. Is this yours at 1287? Are you on 1287 tonight, Mother McCormick? Mother McCormick. Okay, maybe that's not her tonight on that one. Let me go back and do...
No, ma'am, that's my number.
Oh, that's Rachel's number. Okay, then. Praise the Lord for you being on the line, darling. Let me find out his mother, McCormick, on another one. Let's see, 78. Mother McCormick...
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, you're on 1978. Okay, then. All right,
yeah,
you go ahead then.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, forget what my number is. All right. I praise God.
Both of y'all are 19. I had to catch that one. Praise God.
Yeah. Praise God. I thank God for Brother Black, glad for you to be back and everything is as well as it is. Thank God for you. Miss you. And I thank God for Pastor Hubbard and Sister Willette, Melissa Willette. Thank God for her and if they, whoever else is on the line, I praise God for them in the name of Jesus. I come before you this afternoon, Lord God, asking you to forgive me, God, for every sin or fault, anything that I've said or done, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to say thank you this afternoon. I just thank you for my life, my health, my strength. I just thank you, Lord God, because you is an awesome God. You are God that sees, a God that knows every problem and every situation. And so, God, I just want to say, God, I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you because your word let us know to come, therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So letting us know tonight, Lord God, we need you every minute, every hour, Lord God, because we can't walk this journey alone by ourselves. We need you to help us and situation. And as I was sitting here thinking, I said, Lord, if I had a song to sing tonight, I would say, Jesus, I never forget what you've done for me. And I said, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for where you have brought me from. You have how you keep making ways. And I pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God. I pray for the world as a whole on tonight. And I pray, Lord God, that you would touch, Lord God, mankind all over the world, because so many different things are happening, going on in the world. So many fires are being done, and where people have got burned up in homes, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will intervene in people's lives, that people will realize, Heavenly Father God, that you are real. Because I don't believe some people think you're real. I don't know why they think the trees blow and how the wind blow. I don't even think some of them believe that you are doing that. They think it's some other man. But, God, I just thank you, Lord God, that I know that you are the one. You are the author and the finish of my faith on tonight. So, God, I pray, Lord, for people everywhere, Lord God, that they would come to the knowledge of the truth, Lord God, that they would realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you as a God is able to help them, to cast those cares on you because you care for them. You said you sent your son in the world not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. So, God, we pray, Lord God, we thank you for the shedding of the blood that he shed back on Calvary Cross. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know, God, that you are the one that's able, Lord God, to bring us out. Your word also tells us in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall profit in the thing for which we sent it. So, God, as we send that word out, because we know, Heavenly Father, God, back in the old days, and you were the same God today as you were yesterday. You changed it not. And back in the old day, you spoke the word, and it's this word. You spoke it. You said, speak, though. You tell us to open up our mouth and speak. Speak those things as though they were. So we speak it, and we declare healing all over the land on tonight. We declare a deliver in people's lives. We declare people being sought free of all the condition and things that they might be going through in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that you also said in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in their faith. So letting us know, we just realize that you are the one. You are our comfort tonight. You are the one that we can run to and be safe in a time like this. And so, God, I just want to say thank you. And I pray, Lord God, for people that's worried. There's a lot of people out there worrying about different things. They don't know how they're afraid to go to stores, afraid to go to a different place to leave their home. People can't even sit on the porch no more. People getting shot, sitting on their own porch, just enjoying their own home. God, I pray, I bind up that devil in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now. And God, I pray that you would just look down on the things that's happened. Even when we ride up and down the highway, God, you see where people get shot, where people shooting at people on the highway in time. So God, there's so many different scans that the enemy tries to put before us, but we know, God, that we don't have to play in his plan, God. We know where our help comes from, and we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we know we can believe you, and we can trust you, because the devil is a liar, and we know, God, that we already been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and we can plead the blood, because when we plead the blood, we know that the enemy is scared of the blood, so we plead the blood on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, because he has no authority over the people of God. He has no authority over us. We can have just what we say. We can, the word of God said, walk by faith and not by sight. So God, help us, Lord God. We realize, God, that the word of God is right, and it need no adding, it need no taking away. So God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God, that's sick in their body. So many people, Lord, are sick in their body. Those that's in the hospital, still COVID, Lord God, we still bind that COVID up in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit up. We pray, God, that you would go through the hospital, that your anointed spirit would flow through the hospital right now in the name of Jesus, that in these last days, God, that you will raise up some people that's been in hospital for a long time, Lord God, that you will deliver some people, that you will set them free in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to set them free from blood pressure, set them free from kidney problems, set them free from arthritis, diabetes, gout, heart problem, muscle problem, allergy, liver problem, a breathing problem, a lung problem, an eye problem. We pray, God, that you deliver them, Lord God, from a thyroid problem, a cancer problem, because it's already done. All of these things that I have written down on this here paper, I said, God, it's already done. It is a done deal. It's already done in the name of Jesus, because you said 2,000 years ago with your stripes that we are already healed. So we claim it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, we just thank you because we know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you is the author and the finish of our faith. Keep us, Lord God, as we continue to stand, continue to pray for other ones, Lord God. Continue to deny ourselves and just pray for other ones. And keep us, help us to continue to have that discerning of the spirit, that we can discern some things, that we don't always have to ask no one what's going on, but we can discern what's going on in their life, that you would speak to us and you would tell us about different things that's going on with people in the name of Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for young people, Lord God. We ask you to look down on all the young people. Different things is going on with young people, God, and we pray for that you will shield and protect them, Lord God. Help them to be alert and wise about different things. Help them, Lord God, because some don't know how, but those we all the ones that know how to teach the young people, help us to learn how to teach them in the right way. And if they don't, if we think they're not listening, I believe they will listen, because I believe if we plant that seed in them, somewhere or another, it's going to grow. So I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, and we continue to plant seeds in people's lives and give them a word in their ear and let them realize that you are the author. You are the one that have made us, and we have not made ourselves. You made us, and you're the one that blew the breath of life in us. And let us know if that life come out of us, we are gone. So let us know we're not walking here on our own. We're walking on in the blood on the breathing of your life, of you, that you are helping us to go forward in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, because the word of God tells us to come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, God, we just ask you right now to touch people, that they will come crying out and calling on your name and asking you to help them, Lord God, to be able to go forward, to be able to stand in these days and time. And, God, we just continue to ask you to pray for all the prayer warriors. Pray for each and every one of us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue to bless Sister Hubbard, Lord God, her family, Lord God. Continue to bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to look down on Carmelina, too, with her situation, the things that she might be going through. And, God, continue to look down on Brother Blight the more, God. Continue to keep him, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to touch that eye. It's already healed. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, look on Melissa Willett, God. Continue to bless her, Lord God. Continue to be with her. Continue to use her, God, the way you see fit. And look on Mother Alexander, Lord God. You know her heart. You know her mind. And you know what she stands in the need of. Bless her, Lord God. Look on Lord Sister Brenda, Lord God. We pray for her. We pray for her, God, in the name of Jesus. And Pastor Steele, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray for her, too, in the name of Jesus. We just ask you, Lord God, to look down on each and every one. And the ones that's on the phone that don't say no, look on Rachel. We pray for her, too, in the name of Jesus. I always want to be on the phone and always listen, Lord. Wants to make a change in her life. God, we pray for her in the name of Jesus. There are people wants to change, and some that don't know how to change, but there are someone to have an ear to hear. what the Spirit said, that you, God, by your word, you was made that change in their life. And that seed being planted in them, that change will come. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, Father, I do bless you today for the prayers that went forth. We're going to be preparing glory to God for the others to pray. But I just want to thank you again for Mother McCormick, God, even how she was feeling earlier and even with her sinus or allergies or whatever. But that precision, God, she even sound much better, even though it might be some residue there. We thank you for divine healing, that this thing will be eradicated and she will allergy or either whether it was that cold from the baby, God, and the baby too, and anybody else that had been contacted with it. But we just thank you for her healing, and thank you that you continue to bless, and thank you that you didn't even allow the enemy to agitate her throat, that she just float with the anointing. So we just pray sweet rest and sleep to her tonight as well. We bless you. And God, even as Pastor Sims get ready to come on and Minister Brenda afterwards, God, I thank you for even what you've already doing and Pastor Sims, what she's going through and standing in the gap for her family, that you touch and strengthen her and continue to encourage her as she keeps looking up into the Lord. Strengthen that body. Help her to stay focused that she don't allow herself to get sick and take on too many things of being trying to work in people that she's standing in the gap for, the sickle cell and also the things going on with her family. God is only one of her. Help her to let God have his way and trust and cast those cares. And we thank you, Lord God, for the praise reports that we've been hearing while she's been praying and we've been praying. But whatever it is that's going on and on her heart now, I'm praying as she pray, God, and we're touching the green, that it be lifted now in the name of Jesus, and that she continue to war and stand and be strong, and glory to God for the greater things yet to come in the name of Jesus, and how you're going to use her in things to come in Jesus' name. Amen. We bless the Lord for her as we open the line for none other than Pastor Sims.
We certainly give God glory and honor tonight for all of the prayers that have gone up. We stand in agreement. We're so happy to hear about Brother Black's healing because we knew he'd do it because he said he would. And I thank you, Pastor BJ, for acknowledging me and my family. And I thank you for all the prayers that have gone up for me all over the couple of years now that have gone up. And God is still, like the older people used to say, I'm yet holding on. I'm holding on and looking up. It's so easy sometimes to get bogged down in so much pain and so much hurt and so many different stories about people all over. It's easy, but if you keep your mind, and this is the truth, stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. And that's my prayer. That's what I'm trying to do. Keep my mind stayed on him so he'll keep me in that perfect peace. And I thank each and every one of you that has been praying so much for me and for everybody that's on the line. I don't forget to pray for you all, and we continue to stand in the gap for all that we can, looking to him because he is able. He's able. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to lift you up. Father, we lift you up because you're worthy of our honor. You're worthy of our praises, Lord. You're our deliverer, Lord. You can do anything but fail. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings that you pour out on us daily. In Lamentations, it says that new mercies you give us every morning, Lord God. The old ones won't do, new mercies. And we thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that you have given unto us, Lord. We thank you for walking with us. We thank you for talking with us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us vision. It's a scripture in the Word of God that says, in your light we see light. And that is so much the truth. When you're walking in the light of God's love and you're saved and you're born again, he'll show you light where you can walk. You'll know where to put your feet because he know that he's showing you the light of his word. We just praise and give him honor and glory for all of the mighty things that he's done.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, sir. Father, we confess our faults and our sins before you, Lord. Anything that we've done, that we've thought about, that we've entertained in any way that was not like you, Lord, we ask you to forgive us and show us, Lord. Show us ourselves, Father. Those things that we don't even think about and don't notice wrong, Father. We don't consider to be wrong. Our iniquities and all those kind of things, show it to us, Lord. Because we want to live holy and righteous life before you. Because you said in your word, holiness without, no man can see the Father. Now, they say you can't be holy, but you can be holy because God said you could. So we want to hold on to his word and help him to advance us in the kingdom. And, Lord, we just lift your name on high. We continue, Lord. You said if you be lifted up, you would draw. And we want to lift you up on this prayer line, Lord, every time we come, Father. We know you're here because you say we're two or three come together in your name that you would be in the midst. And so we do appreciate you being with us. We appreciate the words that go out, the prayers that are prayed, Father, that we know you are here and answer prayer. We have so many reports of prayers being answered, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for little Audacia, the little preemie that was a 1 pound that stayed in the hospital for 7 months. She's now at home. Oh, Lord, you're just so wonderful and so gracious. And you just take care of us, Father, if we just would do the things that you say do, because God don't bless no mess. But, oh, Father, if you just teach us to hold on to your word and to look to thee, for which all our help coming from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name, Lord God. And, Father, we ask for your continued blessings and healing on these strong prayer warriors and everybody that comes on this line, Father. They're seeking something. May they be strengthened, Lord. May somebody be saved, Lord. Help us, Father God, that we to come on, we prepare ourselves, Lord, to give the word, and that we are in the right order with the Holy Ghost, Father, that you would bless our lives so that we could be a blessing to others. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you, Father. We continue to lift you up, Lord. Yes, we do. And we ask all these blessings. Thank you, Father, in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Brenda was on the phone, but evidently that was not her number. Praise God. Father, we do thank you tonight. Hallelujah, for everyone that you allow us to come together to pray, to intercede, to exalt your name, to stand in the gap. Glory to God, speaking your truth. Glory to God, and decree and declare what your words say. God, we stand in agreement that these healings and deliverance and joy and the peace and the awareness and the awakening, glory to God, of people coming into the knowledge of the truth, taking out hearts of stone, putting in hearts of flesh. Thank you for some turning some things around. Thank you for praying for marriages, praying for the single ones, praying for wisdom, for glory out to wait on the Lord so they won't get in abusive situations or circumstances or things that may cost their lives. We are praying, glory to God, for those that might be hot pants right now because they're lonely, this, that, and the other, and some things that the enemy will lure people into and cause them to get caught up in, some that are just lying or in deception situations, glory to God, in the body as well as outside. Oh, glory to God, the body. We ask the Lord God for deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for those that have been entrapped and snared into situations, glory to God, no matter whether it's business, whether it was relationships or whether it was something else or however, God, we are praying those chains be broken, those yokes be destroyed, and those are things that people are using for manipulation and control over their lives to keep them, glory to God, in captivity for, glory to God, for their own purposes. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we're praying awakening these things and busybody discords and stuff like this ought to not be done in named amongst in the body of Christ, but even not only in the body, we pray for some of those that would do better, but they're entrapped in some things, but those yokes would be destroyed, that they'll come out of darkness into the marvelous light, not come out of that to go back into something else. But we're praying, glory to God, for awakening and awareness and the strength and the courage to get out of those things that, glory to God, will cause them, glory to God, their health, their life, or either just cause them to be yoked up with something, glory to God, that will cause their lives to go down spiral. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus, Satan, you loose your hold. Loose, glory to God, their minds. Loose their bodies. Loose from them, glory to God, every lying, deceptive spirit that caused them to be, glory to God, entrapped and snared. We pray for healing, deliverance, salvation, and wholeness in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for these warriors. We thank you for strengthening them to carry out the messages and carrying the word and carrying the anointing. Glory to God for whatever gifts that you have given them in the body of Christ to use them and utilize it for your glory, no vain glory, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for the two women of God last night, Evangelist Brenda and Prophetess Bird, God, the pastor, how you blessed them so richly. What are you under the influence of, and how the word came so rich, glory to God, and something that we can live by and go to cause us to be a check in our spirit. And thank you for those warriors that even spoken earlier during the month under the same theme, glory to God, how you just blessed our spirits. Help us not just get this word and, oh, it was good. It was good, and God bless, and it was just something to talk about just for a moment, but help us to live by it. Thank you for even the word that you're bringing in some of their ministries under their pastors and leaders, glory to God, that's been so powerful, and a word, glory to God, to encourage in the name of Jesus. God, we're going to bless you for all that you've done and keeping our minds and our hearts, even through tragedy, even through things we hear, things we see, things we're being affected by, things going on in our families, things are going on in our neighborhood, things are going on through the media. It's so much. And even our children, our youth, help us not lose sight on praying for them because the enemy is targeting them in so many ways. But we're believing they will be raised up to preach, teach the gospel. They'll get their education. They'll make a difference in this society. And they will not just, glory to God, be children of the Manilian and also the X, Y, this, that, and the other, whatever the enemy wants to call them, glory to God. And sometimes we're speaking things that we ought to be speaking life and speaking word and speaking truth and speaking those things that are not as though they were for their lives. We thanking you right now. Thank you for protecting us and shielding us every day, as well as our family, loved ones, and our church family. We bless you. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman. Keep her, touch her body, strengthen her, and continue to heal her. Glory to God. It's 95 going, 96, whatever, God. We just thanking you, Lord God, for blessing. Pray for Mother Camp next door. Glory to God. 89, get ready to be 90. Touch their bodies. Touch, glory to God, Mother Cadiz and even her husband now that's in the hospital, glory out there in their 80s and whatever this is that affects his body. He always walk around helping. His wife is having the challenges now, is vice versa, and got some surgery he has to have. And God, we just pray that you bless him. Been already a week. We just believe in us on Kamalita, husband's side of the family. God, we just pray, God, you just touch and heal and deliver there. God, we speak in life to these bodies. And as the prayers already went for Deacon Burton, and we'll just pray, glory to God, for one another. Pray, God, blessings upon Pastor Bird's sister, Mary, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her and deliver us, and praying that this doctor will do what is necessary for God to bless and bring some things about of clarity of what's going on with her body. But God, you're the healer. Pray, glory to God, for our children, our grands, our great-grands, in this situation, the things that are going on. Praying, glory to God, full of Imani, working these two jobs, getting ready to start back a class for the summer. Blessed with wisdom and strength, and glory to God in time management so she can rest in between and not burn her body out. Pray, glory, our Mother Alexander, wherever she has to be today, that everything is working in favor. Glory to God for her, because it's unusual for her not to be on the line, not unless there's something that's going on, her business or ministry. This woman of God always busy about ministry. We just have so many things out there. Glory to God, and thank you again for the prayers that interceding for our family under this circumstances now with not on this crisis that's going on. But I just bless you for who you are. You are some wonderful, marvelous, phenomenal. No matter we're in the valley, on the mountaintop, in between decisions, you are still God, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You change not. You have not set so high that you can't be touched down here when our infirmities. God, we got to look up and live and keep casting those cares upon you. Keep speaking and decreeing what your word says. Hold on to our joy and our peace and glory to God. Those are weapons against the enemy. And knowing that you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Lord, we thank you again for all that you've done and doing. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for healing, deliverance, and a coming together and letting go of the past and the flesh and whatever else is on parade. We're praying, glory to God, for Pastor, the pastors, the bishops, the apostles, the glory to God, the fivefold ministry, glory to God, praying for the lay members, praying for those that are the warriors, praying for the intercessors, praying, glory to God, for those that are in administration, those that are whatever their gifts and talents, in the name of Jesus, that they be used to glorify God, not the world and the peace of flesh. God, we are praying for yokes to be destroyed and that we will come alive. We are praying, glory, for Sister Mary or Rachel, God, you bless and strengthen her and encourage her, glory, to hold on to faith. Glory to God, don't have to put on no faces. I just, glory, I'll be real with God and whatever is going on. I cast those cares and believe in you, going to raise me up to do whatever God called her to do. Praying, God, that you stir up the fire in her the more to pray and touch and believe God. When those prayers go out for others, that God is blessing, moving on her behalf. Pray for Evangelist Edwards. We hadn't heard from him in a while. Touch her body. Touch, glory to God, your blessing of family and ministry and the work that you're giving. Pray, glory to God, for this other young lady, Carrie. Glory to God, well, now that the president came forth and she said she's getting ready to get her fingerprint for her green card, I mean for a visa, glory to God, from Jamaica. We're praying, God, that she's, we pray that, God, that she will just get foundation in Jesus Christ like never before, with these crises that are going on and some doors that have been opened that need to be closed. I'm praying, God, help her to go over to God to get stable in you and strengthen and encourage her. God is a time past the pain. It's time to cast it on to the Lord. God, so help us to pray one for another in these crises, situations, and people that we know. God, we're asking them for the glory to God to seek out help. It's all glory to God to be able to stand, that we would pray one for another, be strong in the Lord. We thank you again, glory to God. Thank you for blessing Mother Willette's leg, God, through that incident, glory to God, that she's getting stronger and strengthened in the Lord with that. We pray, glory to God, that you bless that body, that she continue, glory to God, with the fire that you place on the inside of her. We just thank you for all that you've done and doing. And as we release this line, glory to God, hallelujah, all with praise and glory and honor, lifting you up in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, blessing, glory to God, that's one for being a blessing one to another in the prayers, in the giving, in the talents, glory to God, that God has blessed in the whatever capacity God has given us, even the divine connection of you have blessed some of us that never seen each other, but the spirit man being bond together in love. Thank you again, glory to God, even for those that were considered, even on for my birthday on Wednesday. We thank you, Lord God, for all. I don't take nothing for granted. The calls is just the encouragement. Just glory to God, the prayers is a blessing. And whatever else God do, help us to be that one for another and treat each other as we would love to be treated in the name of Jesus. So I bless you, I honor you, God, and I give you glory. You're so worthy in Jesus' name as you continue to forgive us for every sin and shortcoming. Praise God for the amazing grace. Amen. But in the meantime, if anybody else, glory to God, when I got caught up in the prayers, almost forgot somebody might had a prayer request before time for us, even though we done covered a lot of ground already in prayer with different ones, so we won't go back over those, praise the Lord. But anyone that has any other prayer requests besides the ones that we've already incorporated in prayer, praise the Lord, and we will take those now. Because I'm about to get caught up and about to, Lord, forget I didn't even ask for there any extra prayers requested.
Yes, I have one. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, this is Olga.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Yeah, this is Olga. I just thank you for the case of my niece. It went well. The young boy has been told to pay the child support and he cannot check the child. So my niece is going to be with her child.
Thank you.
That
God.
Is what the court said. The one I was saying, Rebecca, you remember when I said pray for her, they were going to court. And I need prayers because I'm traveling next week to Kenya. So pray for my trip.
You getting ready to go where now?
I say I need some prayers. Traveling masses, I'll be traveling to Kenya next week.
Oh, you're going to go to Kenya. Okay.
Yeah. And go see my family, my children.
Well, praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Mother McCormick, you feel up to it?
Praise the Lord.
She said her she's praying. We're thanking the Lord that her her niece and stuff like this is going to be with her child, but she says she's traveling to Kenya, so she wants prayer to surround her and cover her when she's going overseas.
Okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, look down on Kenya right now. Look on the place that she's going to go, Lord God. We pray that there will be no confusion there, God, or any kind of thing that may try to trouble her trip as she go there, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to keep her covered with your blood, God, and help her to keep an eye and be alert around her wherever she walk or wherever she may go. Help her to realize, God, that you are right there beside her. You'll never leave her nor forsake her, God. Help her to always put her trust in you, Lord, and knowing that you was able, Lord God, to bring her through it. And God, help her when she get with her family, that they will enjoy one another, and there won't be no kind of confusion or nothing, that they will just have them a blessed time in the Lord. So, God, we just pray that you would continue to give her strength as she go there, and then, God, bring her back home safe whenever she come back home. Bring her back home safe, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, if she go or wherever way how she travel, God, put angels around that whatever way she go, put an angel around her that it'll be protected if she go where she have to go. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we bind you up. You have no authority over this prayer that have went out. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over her. Right now, if she go forward, that she will go and enjoy her life, enjoy her family, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Thank you. Amen.
God.
Thank you.
Even though your body might be challenged, that power of prayer coming up out of the spirit. So thank God. Amen. Yeah. Bless the Lord. We pray that you stay healthy and whole in every area and what word God put in your mouth. Glory to God. You speak it and stand on it and walk by faith, Sister Elsa. Don't walk by what you hear, what you see, what you feel, or nobody else responds. Whatever God says, that's what you do, and that's what you stand on. And thank God for the prayer that Mother McCormick just prayed and covered you in every area. Praise the Lord. We believe in a great report when you get back. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Anyone else?
Good night.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then that's Sister Carrie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then Sister Carrie, go ahead.
Pray for my son Daniel. He's doing exam starting tomorrow until the end of this month. So I'm praying that God will favor him and bless him so that he will come out on top in every subject areas.
Oh, he's starting school back again?
No, this is his last year. He's doing his end-of-year exam. So after this, he's finished with schooling until college.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yes. So he's doing his first exam tomorrow.
Exit exam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Brother Black, you want to take that?
Absolutely. Father God, we just thank you right now, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, all in the house, God. Lord, forgive them of their sins of omission and commission, God. Lord, I just pray for of Sister Carrie, God, that you bless her, God. Lord, give her her wildest dreams, Lord, and you be the head of it, God. Lord, show yourself mighty and strong in her life. Lord, any jobs, Lord, any new furniture, God, let your favor just shine all in the house and the sun. Amen. Even though it might be a little time until he goes to college, God, favor him, God. Lavish her son, her children, Lord, with your love, God. Lord, things of the kingdom of God, Lord, that doesn't compare to the things on earth, God. And let her, let his way in college be easy, and let your favor be frequently, God, and always speaking to him, always your spirit leading him and guiding him, God. Lord, touch everything that's messed up in their life, God. Anything turned upside down, straighten it up right for them, God. Lord, anything missing in their life, God, provide it. God, we just thank you for it. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. If that's all the
Brother Kane.
Brother Kane. Is that you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. I was asking, please, for prayer for three families that are going through a lot of unrest in the Low Country, the King family, the Crum family, and the McMillan family. If somebody pray for them, if that is in upheavals over all kind of different things, and they just need the Lord's touches for peace to come into their home.
Okay, it was King family. Who else now?
King, Crum, and the McMillan family.
Crum and McMillan.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not sure whether Mother McCormick, I mean Mother Alexander, Mother Willette is actually still on the line or not. Or she's...
I am.
Okay, then. Well, you said for this family, so I don't know what the confusion or what the problem is. So you can take that.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we once again come back to you, and we thank you, Lord God, for hearing all of our requests on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for just being available to us and, Lord God, being concerned about everything that concerns us, Lord God. And some people may not have had a chance to even say what they're concerned about, but God, you know their heart, you know their request, and we thank you for Mother Sims, Lord God, not being shy and sharing that these three families from the Low Country, the King family, the Crum family, and the McMillan family, they need you, Lord God. They need you so much, Lord God, and I pray in Christ Jesus' name that, Lord God,
thank you
will yourself to these families in such a way that they know that you're not a whatnot on a shelf, but that you are the true and living God, and that you're concerned about how we treat one another. You're concerned about how we live. You're concerned about every detail of our lives, and whether they know it or not, God, you're watching them. You're gazing upon them, Lord God, with a loving eye, and praying in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will get it together in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that they will learn, hallelujah, how to treat one another in Christ Jesus' name. God, we pray for wholeness and soundness of mind. We pray for salvation and deliverance in each one of these families. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, if you've planted at least one member that has surrendered their life to you, God, let that one member shine in such a way and radiate, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ in such a way that others will want to turn their life over to you. We pray, God, that you would just bring about transformation and deliverance. We bind up the wicked one that's trying to keep people in a selfish behavior and bind up that adversary of division and deception in their lives. God, it's time for mankind everywhere to loose themselves from the toils of the world and from, Lord God, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Just
yes.
their own way. We pray for, Lord God, a great deliverance and a great hallelujah change in mankind everywhere. We pray for this family, and we pray, dear God, that there will be families in the community that has made such a change that others in the neighborhood would say, you know what, if they could change, I know God can change me too. So
Amen.
We pray for each one of them. We pray, God, that you meet the need. And the primary need is for our life to be hid in Christ, to seek your will and your way, and to seek to hear from you, Lord God, and not just hear from you, but to be obedient and obey what you say. Father, we love you. We place this family in your hands, Lord God, because I know you can work things out for good, and you can turn it around. If somebody wants, Lord God, to surrender to Christ, you are open, hallelujah. You're the good Father with your arms wide open, waiting for them to turn and surrender their life to you. And we pray for this because we know that this is primary. And then, God, if there's some sickness in the family, we pray that you will, Lord God, take care of all of that once they turn their life over to you. In Christ Jesus' name, we bless you now. We thank you. We thank you that you love each one, Lord God, each person. And you want the very best for us and help us to learn that, Lord God, you can provide it for us if we're willing to say, God, I agree with you. I agree with your will for my life. Help me to live the way you want me to live. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith. And by faith, we count it done. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. If that's the last prayer request, we give glory to God and we seal it into agreement together that the Lord will manifest himself in such a way and that there will be yielded hearts to those that need to yield and let God's will be done. And others that we're just going to pray those yokes be destroyed, that anything that got them captive in Jesus' name, whether it be sickness or sin or whatever, so that way they can be healed and whole and saved. Praise the Lord. Thank God again for the power of prayer and for the anointing and for the word last night. And praise God, we pray that all be well with Pastor Bird, wherever she is or whatnot, unless she's an assignment or something else that she has to do or whatever it is. We pray that her body is glory to God as well, too, in Jesus' name. I know she said she was a little tired. She had to go to be there for someone yesterday to and then also, you know, minister last night. I don't know how her body is feeling today, but we pray all is well. And we pray Minister Brenda as well, too, is all is well with her. We thank God again for you all tonight and enjoy the power of prayer. And pray, God, we just gain strength from it while we pray and interceding for others that we're gaining strength. And we thank God. Glory to God. Brother Black is on. And thank you for Mother McCormick still coming in. Glory to God and even taking up that prayer. I believe while you're being obedient to God, God's going to bless and continue to touch that body as well. Pray for all of you to be blessed and have a wonderful day. And God bless this 4th of July. Be safe. And as we're going to pray the prayer again, binding up every satanic and demonic forces of evil that will set up any traps and snare to try to camouflage these sounds, glory to God, of all the celebration with the firecrackers and everything else that's going to be shooting off, that it won't be bullets shooting off in the air for someone trying to take advantage to use that, whatever they got to do evil. I'm praying right now anything that's been covered up be uncovered and revealed and eradicated and dismantled and glory to God be found out, that the Lord will bless and cancel the assignment of every trick, snare, and plot and plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Any of those that have knowledge of it, they'll be so convicted that they have to speak up and say, glory to God, whatever that is that's being plotted. And as my sister already prayed, glory to God, is even standing up more for things that we know that need to be right, I mean need to be rectified, glory to God, that we'll be in truth in it. Whether this is of the world or not, glory to God, I mean things in the world or we in Christ Jesus, things that are wrong, that we will be standing up, especially in the body, because we look like the world standing up more in some things than we are. But we pray right now, God, that we'll get in alignment and compliance with what you say and not let fear and fretfulness, glory to God, or what somebody else responds or how they respond. Do what God knows that you got a shield and covered on the blood. When you tell us to do, things and being anxious for nothing and doing it on our own. But when you say, we're thanking you for the blood covering, challenges still might come, but as long as you being glorified, you will turn it around for your good. So God strengthen us that we may be able to stand and help us, glory to God, to stay focused and glory to God, not to be quick to say and do anything. But you said be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. God, give us time to think so we can be able to move by the Spirit, as you said in James. Father, we bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for this love and kindness and mercy you showed upon us, and as you're teaching us how to show it upon one another. We love you. We glorify you. As we learn to be patient and wait on you, but still be courageous, but be humble in you, Christ Jesus. Thank you. Bless those that, Lord, you right now you might be challenged with finances. Bless those that are challenged with their bodies and jobs. Thank you, God, for challenged to go out in their homes. God, we give all these cares and concerns back to you, and you're going to work it for the good if we keep our trust and faith in you. Remember Deuteronomy 28, the blessing plan that we prayed, that we shared tonight from 1 through 14 or 15. Praise the Lord. So we thank God we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, believing it by faith. And no matter what, God have a plan. Be blessed. We love you. Enjoyed you. We pray glory to God until we meet again. Glory to God on the following Monday. Praise the Lord. And then we'll be able to share with you who our speakers is for the month. Bless the Lord. But right now, mm-hmm. Let us keep each other prayed up. Bless the Lord as we continue to celebrate Jesus and celebrate one another, mm-hmm. Not tolerate, but celebrate. Praise God. We love you. Shalom. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We love you.
Shalom.
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 God bless.
Shalom.
God bless. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as my sister said earlier, how can I forget what he's done for me? How can I forget how he set me free? How can I forget how he bought me out? How can I forget, oh, never? And remember tomorrow night, Mother Sim said, Mother Willette will be on that line for maybe about 30 minutes. Share some things with us. Glory to God. So if you want to tune in at 7, Lord, help me to remember too. Glory to God at 7 o'clock. So we can listen to that she's going to share for a little bit. All right. Be blessed and have a good night. Love you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Good night.
Good night.